A few hundred people from a dozen countries are expected to take part in events organized in Rome to raise awareness and promote discussion of what they say is the worldwide issue of childhood sexual abuse. Bernie McDade and Gary Bergeron, founders of Survivor's Voice, say this is the first time that abuse survivors from around the world will come together for a day of healing and to demand greater accountability from the Vatican. As children, they were both abused by the same priest, Father Joseph Birmingham, in different cities in the Boston area. They were altar boys and say they were abused at school, in the church, in the basement of the rectory, in the car. McDade says that abuse can never be forgotten.
It changed my whole life, and the effects of that are shattering, and they need to be dealt with by not only the individual, but by the world now, and not be denied or covered up.
On Sunday, abuse survivors and supporters are gathering in Castel Sant'Angelo on the Tiber River. They plan to lead a candlelight march to the Vatican on what they have dubbed Reformation Day. Gary Bergeron says the aim is also to help those who are suffering stand up and rid themselves of the guilt and shame associated with this problem.
We're hopeful that the world can start to reform the way it addresses the issue of childhood sexual abuse. It's a worldwide problem that needs to be addressed, and it's time that we start speaking about it.
Italian police have denied abuse survivors authorization to enter St. Peter's Square as a group, but they say they are planning to carry out their demonstration anyway. They say they do not fear detention. McDade was one of the first abuse victims to meet with Pope Benedict in Washington in 2008. Bergeron says they are also planning to launch a petition.
We're asking the world to join us in petitioning the UN to include the systemic sexual abuse of children under Article 7 of its Charter Definitions of Crimes Against Humanity.
Organizers say they will declare the 12 months beginning Sunday the Year of the Survivor. They want the Catholic Church to do more to protect children. Pope Benedict has several times apologized for abuse committed by Catholic priests and met with victims during some of his foreign visits. The Vatican says tougher measures have been put in place to screen out seminarians that could become abusers. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.